As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Wednesday, August the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. We talk about solutions as well on this broadcast. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion. Folks in the chat room already this morning, pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio, out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. And, of course, well over a year's worth of archives are available at your fingertips at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals rebound and the equities decline on disappointing housing data. We'll talk about that right off the bat. Florida and Arizona primary elections, big bucks, new faces, old names. We'll go there as well this morning. The third way, social sciences, legislative history, the convention on the law of the sea. We'll try and cover a little bit of each of that as well as we proceed through the broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go in our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, find gold trading up $6.30 at $1,236.70 an ounce. Quite a rebound coming on this morning. Silver up 33 cents, well above the $18 mark, at $18.71, closing in on the $19 peg once again. Platinum up $6 in early trading at $1,517 a troy ounce. And palladium up $6 at $489 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,229.50 for a low, $1,240.40 for a high, just $20 off its recent high. Very, very encouraging to see it coming back into this trading zone. But at $1,236.70, your gold is up $291.80 year-to-year for a 30.88%. return on your investment. You're not going to get that at the local bank. The London Gold Fix this morning, those price-rigging, price-fixing LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,237.50. The SPDR gold shares holding 1,297.95 metric tons dropped 1.52 metric tons overnight. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is, and remains, William Roberts. It'll be William Roberts on next Monday, too, and next Wednesday as well. But anyway, let's go back into our market report this morning out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that would be 1 hour ago, gold was trading up $6.30 an ounce at $1,236.70. Good news for the gold bulls. The silver market up equally well, 33 cents in early trading at $18.71 an ounce. I'd sure like to see that go past 20 bucks pretty soon. Platinum up $6 at $1,517, and palladium creeping back up slowly but surely towards that $500 mark, up $6 this morning at $489 an ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. Pretty good range in there, about 10 bucks, $1,229.50 for a low, $1,240.40 for a high. Again, your gold is up $291.80 year-to-year for a 30.88% return on your investment. SPDR gold shares, you know, GLD, exchange-traded funds, you know, watch on the Kitco charts, you'll see these waterfall spikes up and down, just straight lines. It's oftentimes indicative of exchange trade, electronic trading going on inside that marketplace. Most of the time it's up and down and up and down like a little the saw teeth on a crosscut saw, you know. But So when you see these straight line up and straight line down, that's usually big hands. And these guys got big hands, and they got deep pockets. The SPDR gold shares overnight sold 1.52 metric tons, taking a little profit off the table there. 1.52 tons of gold sold overnight. They've got 1,297.95 tons of gold listed on their chart this morning in their treasure chest, ostensibly, valued on the street at $50.97 billion. You think these people couldn't raise havoc in the gold market overnight? Don't kid yourself. Keep your eyes peeled on that spider on the corner of the web. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, after all the miserable housing report, you know, I gave you a little bit of a clue to that. Mike Chambers did a real good coverage of it during his broadcast, but we could see it coming. It was shaping up bad, and it got worse. And so the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 134 yesterday at 10,040. The NASDAQ closed down 36 at 2124, and the S&P 500 closed down 15 at 1,052. Crude oil this morning, still like to see $35 a barrel crude, wouldn't you? But no, it's not there. But it's going down 0.34 or 34 cents. It's trading out this morning at $71.29 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning, not much change there, up about 9 basis points, 0.09 at 83.44. Of course, the foreign exchange rates took a bit of a whack overnight as well. Canadian loonie down this morning 0.41% or 41 basis points. It's changing against the U.S. dollar, a very weak 94 cents. You know, this is new. It really is. The Mexican peso off 93 basis points, yet still stands at 8 cents U.S., having to round up quite a bit to get there, though. The euro up of 3 basis points or 0.03%. Not much of a move in the euro. Stands at $1.26 this morning. And the British pound up also just a tiny bit, 4 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.54. And that Swiss franc, still strong, up another 32 basis points. And maybe the Swiss bank central bankers have relaxed their previous position where they wanted to keep the Swiss franc weak. It's at 97 cents, trading almost at parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, 0.47. Still very, very low, disappointingly low yield there. 10-year at 2.44% and the 30-year at 3.49%. Ask yourself, would you make anybody a loan for $1,000 at 0.47% for 2 years? I wouldn't. I'd want to have not just the title, but their daughter and their son for collateral. Mortgage this morning, 15-year mortgages moving down from 4.09% to 3.95%. We're going to see that that's not going to really help the home sales, but it is helping the refi market. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.61% to 4.5%. Now, of course, banks can make money when they make a loan, when they place a loan. They get the points, origination fees, and all of those sorts of things. And we find that this morning in the MBA purchase applications, this off of EconoDay. That would be the mortgage bankers' applications. Here's the report. Record low mortgage rates have fed a 5.7% surge in refinancing applications during the August 20th week. Okay, so if we haven't learned that our homes are not a cash machine yet, many people are still going down this same road. But for some, excuse me, they may be trying to improve their position and avoid foreclosure. So the record low mortgage rates fed a 5.7% surge in refinancing applications. On a four-week basis, the volume of refinancing applications is up 26%. Now, some of these refis may be construction loans being converted into first mortgages for all of these houses that are standing out there that have been built but are having to be held by the builders for 6 and 7 months. Construction financing versus a first mortgage, there's oftentimes different rates. And, of course, you have other requirements there as well as insurance. But the low rates, the lowest in 20-year history of Mortgage Bankers Survey. You see what we're talking about when we look at these rates, mortgage rates? A 15-year mortgage at 3.95%. Folks, what a steal. All right. Refinancing made up low rates, the lowest in 20-year history of the Mortgage Bankers Survey, are making it pay for borrowers to refinance loans that they had already financed within the last 2 years. Now, remember, folks, with all of these mortgages that are laying out there, if you can't get your hands on the wet ink note, the banks can't show that you owe anything. And there are a lot of legal beagles, Alfred Addisk and others, that are out there that are tracking this down very carefully. So be careful about going in and just refinancing. That note may have been bundled up in one of these package deals and sold off. Your bank may not even be able to prove anything against you. So be real cautious about that. Make sure that you absolutely need to refinance before you do refinance, because by refinancing, you'll create a new indebtedness that may already be gone. You may not be able to prove it. Refinancing made up 82% of the total applications, a reminder of how dormant purchase activity is. Okay? Refinancing made up 82% of the total mortgage applications. Purchase applications did rise by 0.6% in the week. The average 30-week fixed mortgage fell 5 basis points in the week to 4.55%. So that's that news. But definitely, if you don't have to refinance, don't. If you do have to refinance for any particular reason, make sure that you get your eyeballs on that wet ink signature where you signed a promissory note, a deed, a warranty deed or a statutory warranty deed, and or a deed of trust and a promissory note. Make sure you get your eyeballs on that wet ink signature note before you refi it. It may already be sold to somebody else. You may not be reliable or responsible for it any longer.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So are they? Housing refis are up. Durable good orders are down again in the market news this morning. Highlights off Econo Day. Manufacturing is not as strong as hoped based on July durable. So you add this less than anticipated report on the durable good orders to our depressing sales yesterday and on real estate. And things are just not looking too absolutely rosy. New factory orders for durable goods in July rebounded 0.3% following a 0.1% decline the prior month. You know, that means that you just, you know, do your math. You can see that it was a 0.02 little rebound in July. The July rebound came in significantly below the consensus forecast for a 2.5% comeback. All right, they were looking for 2.5%. They got 0.3, which you take a two-month average, that's a 0.02 little, and things are not looking too cheerful there. The bounce back in July was led by the transportation component. Now, generally, they keep the transportation component out, but they need to put it back in. As they say, you know, the figures don't lie, but the liars figure. They got to fudge around a lot. The bounce back in July was led by the transportation component. Most other components slipped. Excluding transportation, new durable orders dropped by 3.8% last month, following a 0.2% rise in June, which is virtually nothing. While durable orders are a volatile series and some month-to-month dips are to be expected, the latest news is disappointing. Most of the new order strength came from transportation, which jumped 13.1%. Following a 1% decrease in June. Non-defense aircraft spiked 75.9%. That would be those Saudis over there in Dubai buying up all the emirs, buying up these luxury jets for their concubinages and harems to fly around in, I guess. Oh, my. Anyway, you should see those things, those Airbuses and others, the Boeing aircraft. They really deck them out, man. They got hot tubs, and they got the lounge, and they got the place for the, you know, to keep the camel and all those sort of things. Defense aircraft orders declined 8.3% in the last month. That's good news. Defense aircraft orders. Maybe they'll just blow up the last jets that they've got, and we can put an end to war. Analysts often forecast the ex-transportation component to see the underlying trend without the sharp monthly swings from aircraft, you know, because they're so expensive. You just throw a couple of planes into the mix and it washes, you know, wipes out all of the dishwashers and carburetors and things like that that could be made. Other components mostly were down for the latest period. Declines were seen in fabricated metals, machinery, computers and electronics, and electrical equipment. Advances were seen in primary metals, and in all other, the other category, the dustbin category. Businesses may be hitting the pause button on equipment investment period. I'll say it again. Businesses may be hitting the pause button on equipment investment. You know, no investment in equipment. That means then they're not hiring and people aren't buying and selling homes. Things are on the skids. Here's a little bit more. New home sales. Market consensus before the announcement, the new home sales made much more of a comeback than expected in June, rebounding 23.6%. Now, this is a market consensus before announcement. We saw how much of a reversal it happened yesterday, so we'll just drop it right there. They're looking for a big rebound in new home sales. They probably won't get it. Here we go. Is another article off Bloomberg back into the oil catastrophe and BP's back in the news this morning. And really, honestly, Bloomberg market, you know, today is pretty weak, pretty light in news. They're just trying to fish around for something. find something to put up on their website. But this article by Joe Carroll and Katarzynska Kilimansinska. My goodness. Collaboratively writing, more than 4 months after the Gulf of Oil, oh, we don't need to go through all that, command of the Deepwater Horizon sometimes alternated between the ship's captain and a drilling supervisor. All right, so they're out at sea. They're 40 miles out there, you know. And this is a vessel, the Transocean, you know, the Deepwater Horizon. It's a vessel, you know, so they've got somebody out there that wears his little, you know, captain's hat and all of that. But there's a lot of controversy between who was in charge, all right? The command of the Deepwater Horizon sometimes alternated between the ship's captain and a drilling supervisor, Neil Crammond, a BP PLC executive who oversees the seaworthiness of rigs drilling wells for the company in the Gulf of Mexico, testified yesterday. Actually, this is yesterday's news, so it would be the day before yesterday, at a hearing in Houston, Texas. Transocean Limited owned the rig, which was leased, of course, to London-based BP. Members of the U.S. Coast Guard Interior Department panel focused questions during more than 10 hours of testimony yesterday on unraveling the chain of command aboard the $365 million rig before the April 20th, Hitler's birthday, blast, all right? Coast Guard Captain Hung Nguyen, this is Vietnamese name, N-G-U-Y-E-N, certainly looks like Vietnamese to me, the co-chairman of the panel, whether he was one of the co-authors of the Patriot Act or not, co-chairman of the panel, expressed surprise that anyone other than the Transocean's rig captain would ever be in command, all right? So there's a debate. Why? Well, because it's going to get down to a PM match and a finger pointing match. Oh, not me. I wasn't in command. You were in command. I wasn't in command. You were in command. That kind of thing. Here's a quote. There are pieces of equipment on the rig that I would classify as marine, and there are pieces of equipment I would classify as drilling, Crammond said, as the panel began its 11th day of hearings since the probe began in May. Quote, then there are some systems that support both the marine and the drilling operations. Let's see, it kind of sounds like Donald Rumsfeld. There's the things that we know, the things that we don't know. There's the known knowns. There's the unknown unknowns. There's an unknown, well, you get the idea, all right? So the 8-member panel has been wading through thousands of pages of witness interviews, schematic drawings, pressure charts, and emails to reconstruct what went wrong when natural gas surged up a pipe and blah, blah, blah. Parties of interest, Kurt Kutschka, the captain of the Deepwater Horizon, and Jimmy Wayne Harrell, the offshore installation manager on duty when the rig exploded and sank, are among 7 individuals and 9 companies named by the panel as parties of interest. And boy, you don't want to be named as a party of interest, which means they could be targets for criminal charges, all right? So they're not going to go after Tony Hayward. They're not going to go after Lawrence Summers or Peter D. Sutherland. No, they're not going to go after those people at all. What they're going to do is they're going to go down to the lowest minions, and then they'll bind them away in chains and bury them in a dungeon and maybe waterboard them for fun. Paul Johnson, a Transocean manager who oversaw personnel and training for the Deepwater Horizon from an office in Houston. Gotta have pretty good vision to do that, Bubba. Testified that when a rig is engaged in drilling, the drilling supervisor is in command. When the vessel is sailing from one location to another or conducting maintenance at sea, the captain is in charge, he said. Okay? Where they keep the parrot is not disclosed. Abundantly clear, as soon as a vessel becomes endangered, the captain would become master, Johnson said. In some cases, the captain and the OIM would have to discuss it, but in others, it would be abundantly clear. And then the thing goes on and on. Lengthy article here. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. Let's go over here and pick up a related article, again from Bloomberg. Drillers may face months of waiting even after the usurper lifts the deep water ban. Jim Efstathiou. Oh, Brother Jim, please, get a name. We'll be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Returning once again, looking at this article off of Bloomberg this morning, drillers may face 5 months of waiting even after the usurper lifts the deepwater ban. Just kind of a continuation. You know, we're not out of the woods on all of this yet. Barry, the usurper's administration may agree to an early end for its moratorium on deepwater oil and gas drilling while backing new regulations that may keep rigs idle for months afterward. So a lot of what we're seeing in all of this and the anticipation coming off of this Macondo gently weeping was for, I have used broad sweeping regulatory changes, all right? Going to make it a lot more difficult. The idea is to keep us absolutely, you know, hamstrung as far as being able to access our natural resources and bring them to market so that our dependency on foreign oil is continued and OPEC's dominance in the system is unshaken. But Obama here, they say, the usurper is likely to lift the drilling ban in October ahead of its scheduled November 30th expiration, said Michael McKenna. But remember that we have all of these, you know, Feldstein and the rest of them. I mean, there's lots of discussion here, lawsuits going back and forth. And every time Feldstein and those and his crew down there make any kind of a progress, then the usurper comes back and slaps them down with another lawsuit, just broiling it all up in court. Heightened scrutiny of drilling risk may delay the resumption of operations such as BP PLC and Apache Corp until mid-2011. McKenna says the administration halted the drilling in waters deeper than 500 feet. Of course, I think the Ixtoc was in water less than 500 feet, if Mike's reporting is clear in my mind. After BP Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico, blah, blah, blah. Government officials from the Gulf Coast state said the moratorium is ravaging a regional economy already hit hard by the spill, putting the White House under political pressure to end the ban early. Lifting the moratorium is almost unimportant, however, McKenna said in an interview. It's how different the regulatory regime is going to be afterwards. The end game here is to make it very, very difficult and time-consuming regulatory process. And in some regards, that's a good thing. You know, these guys are, you know, BP's, they're not dealing with chump change. These guys have got real deep pockets, and they stand to make oodles and boodles. Every time they're allowed to come in and start a project and they haven't done their homework, you know, they do the little song and dance and get around the Environmental Protection Agency. They don't have to go through the same processes that others would. They get special, you know, favors. They don't have to come in with their toolbox. What was all this nonsense we heard in the beginning? Oh my goodness, they're testing man's ability, you know, they've gone beyond technological capacity. But, well, if they have, by God, stop doing it. You know that's not true. We've got all the technology we need. They didn't use it, right? But if they don't have the technology to deal with the kind of trouble that they had, then they have no business being in the water, period. If you can't bring your toolbox to the job, stay off the job. I mean, anybody that's ever worked union construction understands that. Anybody that's ever been in general contracting understands that. You can not in good faith, sign up to do crane operation if you don't own a crane and you don't have an operator. You know, if you don't have the equipment to lift heavy things into the building, then, you know, shut up. Get off the field, you know. Take your backhoe off this job site because it's nowhere adequate to lift that heavy equipment, blah, 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 that sort of stuff. Lifting the moratorium is almost unimportant, McKenna said in an interview. It's how different the regulatory regime is going to be after a very, very difficult and time-consuming regulatory process. Of course, that's more difficult, more time-consuming. That means more people, more government, more agency, more rules, more regulations, and more reason to go elsewhere. And that's not good either. It has to be a very careful balance. Now, continuing down a little bit further, the new standards were proposed in June by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the Interior Department unit that oversees offshore drilling. Now, of course, you know, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management was one of the new offshoots that were created here by the usurper's administration in the embarrassment of Ken Salazar's failures in the MMS, the Mineral Management Service. Operators must also estimate the most oil that could, they say here, gush in a spill. Right? Estimate the most oil that could gush in a spill. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and Michael Bromwich, the head of that new bureau, have said the ban could be lifted before November the 30th if the industry shows it has improved safety and developed means to contain another spill. Nothing is likely to happen before a Bromwich public hearing on the oil spill concludes in mid-September. Bromwich said, quote, I'm hopeful that on oil spill containment, on oil spill response, and also on drilling safety, we will accumulate the information over the course of these next several weeks that we will be able to, in a principled way, shorten the moratorium. So, you know, depends on how you sit on this particular table, which side of the table you're on. I could be on one side, on the Mineral Management Services side, to make sure that we don't contaminate the oceans, and that on the other side of the table, sit there to make sure that the regulations are not just a bunch of highly, exceedingly expensive paperwork, busy work. Okay, and there's a lot of that. There's a great plenty of that. And a lot of that is what destroys our, you know, ability to compete globally. And a lot of that was what caused all of the the outsourcing, or at least cause a considerable portion of the outsourcing of our jobs, getting away from all of our rules and onerous EPA regulations. Well, lots of candidates out here. Here we go. A little bit of political news now. Again, off Bloomberg. I always go back to Bloomberg. I've been going to the site every single morning for a long time now, getting used to the writers and the things they will cover, the things they won't cover. A lot of the articles that appear on Bloomberg you'd never see, any place else but on Bloomberg. And so many of the articles that you could find up on Doug Owens or Lee Rogers or Mike Chambers' site, you'll never see on Bloomberg either. So it's a 6-to-1 and half of a dozen of the other. But continuing, and because we do have all the other hosts, you know, I feel comfortable sitting right here, because by before the end of the day is out, you're going to hear the rest of the story on the other broadcasts on Oracle. But here, this article by Bridget Greenberg and Mark Silva, collaboratively writing New News, U.S. House Republican leader John Boehner called on President Barry the Usurper to fire Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner. Now, if that wasn't just a toothless call, if that wasn't just a little bit of political grandstanding, this would be great news. Unfortunately, it's mostly political grandstanding. But and the other remaining members of the president's economic team, all right, to fire these guys. Well, yeah, let's fire them, all right, but be sure and pass them through, you know, be sure and pass them through a common law court so that we get an opportunity to affix accountability where it needs to be fixed. And if we find any, if we have any little traitors, treasonous, treacherous bastards in this group, maybe we could pass them through the Palace of Justice one time and see how long their neck grows. Anyway, in a speech today to the City Club of Cleveland, Boehner said, Obama's stimulus policies are failing to create jobs. We can all see that. Of course, Jorge Bush's policies were no better. Quote, we do not have the luxury of waiting months for the president to pick scapegoats for his failing stimulus policies, Boehner said. We've tried 19 months of government as community organizer, and it hasn't worked. I like that one. Tried 19 months of government as community organizer, and it hasn't worked. Our fresh start needs to begin now. With a little more than 2 months remaining before the midterm elections, in which the Republicans hope to claim a majority of the U.S. House, the Republican leader was sharpening an attack on the usurper's administration's economic policies with a direct aim at the president's own advisors. Getting in close, coming in close, you know. When is somebody going to have the courage to point a finger in the face of Rahm Emanuel? Yeah. I wouldn't mind dealing with Timmy Geithner in the back alley, but, Emanuel might be a little bit different story. Boehner, an Ohio Republican who could become House Speaker if his party gains control of the chamber in November. Wouldn't that be nice? Just, you know, put Nancy on the jet for the last time. Bye-bye, Nancy. See you later. You can take your anal beads and go home to California. Go back, you know. But, of course, then we'd have to check Manta.com, wouldn't we? We'd have to check Manta.com, and we'd have to find out whether a new corporation was formed. Instead of the Nancy Pelosi House of Representatives, it would become the Boehner House of Representatives. Well, what's new about that, right? With his Cleveland speech, he added five demands for the usurper, starting with the overhaul of an economic team that's already starting to change with the planned departure of advisor Christina Romer. Geithner, Summers, quote, President Obama should ask for and accept the resignations of the remaining members of his economic team, starting with Secretary Geithner and Larry Summers. Well, wouldn't that be a blessing?
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also health by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So back again to this article off of Bloomberg. There's lots of discussion here, lots of grandstanding going on. You know, we're very likely to see a turn in the majority in the House, probably both of the houses in the midterm here. It's possible. I would hope that that would happen. We've got to keep the revolving door going. The more often we can turn the door around and around, you know, the greater the opportunity is for a few good folk to slip in. But if it just, if it never turns, then nothing's going to change. We're not going to see a whole lot of change. Most of this is pre-election grandstanding. You know how quiet they will become as soon as the election cycle is over. But again, Boehner is calling on raising taxes on families and small businesses during a recession is a recipe for disaster, both for our economy and for the deficit, as if the Bush administration wasn't engaged in the very same. He called on the president to announce that he will veto any job-killing bills sent to his desk by a lame duck Congress. All right. Boehner said Obama should submit to Congress an aggressive spending reduction package. And it was the Bush administration, you know, that was spending like drunken sailors. Barry the usurper says we should wait and talk about a deficit reduction plan next year. Boehner says, I should say, let's talk about it right now. We've been talking about it for years, folks. I'm tired of hearing about their talk, you know. It's time to see some action. Let's see something real here. Democratic Representative Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, a member of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's leadership team, amazing, told reporters that Boehner's plan would send the signal that we're not serious about getting our fiscal house in order. Fiscal house in order? Ain't no talk about repudiation of the debt. A debt that cannot be paid will not be paid. Barry the usurper hasn't presented anything that would get our fiscal house in order. They're just creating more debt, hand over fist.
Anyway, Boehner didn't offer any specific policy proposals in his remarks or during a question and answer period that followed. He and other congressional Republicans plan to unveil proposals next month. Boehner also withheld his judgment on a presidential commission that will recommend ways to balance the budget late this year. The same stuff. Left, right, smaller governments, balanced budgets. You know, they're all just lying through their teeth. And things ain't going to get any better either, but we've got some turnaround going on down in Florida. Let's talk about that briefly. Again, off Bloomberg, you find it all right there this morning, folks. Florida Republican Scott is to vie with the sink, I guess, for the governor after a primary upset. All right, Jerry Hart writing for Bloomberg, New News. Former hospital executive Rick Scott. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Former hospital executive. You know, as well as I do, one of the reasons why health care costs so much is because we've got these monopolies that are controlling the hospitals. Hospitals don't have clean hands in any way, shape, or form. But here's this former hospital executive, Rick Scott. And you're going to have to listen to see how Rick Scott gets developed here in this article. This isn't just your, you know, the guy in the scrubs. He'll face the chief financial officer, Alex Sink, a Democrat, for the Florida governorship after an upset win over Attorney General Bill McCollum. You say, hey, that's great, right? Get a hospital executive instead of another lawyer. Wait. We're going to find out more about that in a moment. The Associated Press declared Scott, who's 58 years old, the winner over McCollum, who is 66, with a 46.5% of the vote to a 43.4% of the vote. Now, black box voting or otherwise, this is a mighty narrow race, very close race. Based on results from 95 of the precincts last night, Scott, the founder of Columbia HCA Healthcare Corp., will face Sink, 62, once president of the Bank of America Corp., Florida unit. She beat Brian Moore, 67, by 76.8%. All right? So he's going to face Sink. I guess Alex Sink is a woman. Alex Sink. Shame on you for a name like that. Anyway, Scott backs Arizona's anti-immigration law and increased offshore oil and gas drilling, so that's going to be good for the Floridian vote, right? According to his campaign website, and opposes Barry the Usurper's health care plan. Now, this man, Scott, all right, is in the hospital business. But he opposes Barry the Usurper's health care plan. We'll see if he holds that line after elected. He may benefit from anti-incumbent sentiment among voters in his race to win the November 2nd general election. And it goes on. There's an adage that all politics are local, but this year all politics are national, he said. Democrats are going to suffer nationally and statewide. This by Joseph Usinski, who teaches politics at the University of Miami in Coral Gables. Sink would defeat Scott 33-29% in a head-to-head contest, a Quinnipiac University survey released. Who cares? Sink trailed the Republican candidates, you know, throwing everything at him but the kitchen sink. Well, no, they threw in the kitchen sink. Sink trailed the Republican candidates by as much as 9 points in June, so on and so forth. She has been the unintended beneficiary of the heavy volume of negative television ads her potential November opponents have launched against each other. Okay, and we're going to talk about a lot of money in this particular race, all right? McCollum tied Scott to unethical behavior that resulted in settlement payments of about $1.5 billion from companies he once controlled. Think this guy doesn't have dirty hands? HCA, the healthcare company, as the Nashville-based company was called in 2000, paid $840 million to settle criminal and civil charges that had defrauded government health care programs. You're going to put this guy in office, folks? Put this guy in office? In 2003, the company renamed, they had to change the name, HCA Inc., paid $631 million in civil penalties to settle charges of filing false Medicare claims and agreed to reimburse $250,000 to overpayment claims. Think he might have a reason to be in politics?
Maybe this is why this is the platform that he's running on. Graft, corruption, greed, embezzlement. Scott, a first-time candidate, painted McCollum, a former congressman who twice ran unsuccessfully for Senate, as a Washington insider. Scott's beginnings, blah, 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 we don't need to hear about it. Just paints a picture of your regular old guy. But he served in the Navy and later earned a bachelor degree in business administration from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and a law degree from Southern Methodist. So once again, we got another lawyer coming in a doctor's clothing to Congress. Oh, boy. He stayed in Dallas to work for the city's largest law firm, Johnson & Swanson, primarily representing companies in the healthcare, oil and gas, and communications industry, his website says. In 87, Scott raised $6 billion to finance a takeover of HCA when the offer was rejected. He started Columbia with his savings of $125,000. And it goes on and on, all right? So let's be real careful about jumping too much into the fray down in Florida. I think that this might be there might be a lot more to this story. Florida's three-way Senate race tests the voter sentiment drive. A three-way race for an open U.S. Senate seat in Florida will test the ability of a popular governor as an independent to overcome Republican and Democratic rivals in a campaign that will help determine which party controls the Senate. So we've got key races coming out of Florida over the primaries overnight here. Governor Charlie Crist, who left the Republican Party in the face of a challenge from Marco Rubio, a former state House Speaker, must peel votes from his old party, as well as from Democratic nominee Kendrick Meek, a black Miami congressman, to win the Senate seat. Florida voters will also have to choose Chris's successor in a gubernatorial contest. Lots of action going on in Florida in all of this. And then it says, intensive spending and advertising boosted Scott, a political novice, in a bruising primary battle. It goes on and on. In the Senate race, Crist is campaigning as an independent after bolting the Republican Party. Republican Rubio is backed by Tea Party activists. This leaves Meek to court the Democrats, base in a swing state where Democrats outnumber Republicans, yet independents often settle election contests. You got this three-party thing going on here now, where the third parties, the wild card party, can settle contests because they draw voters away from the other two. The real Democrat, I'm the real Democrat in this race, Meek told cheering supporters after he defeated billionaire real estate investor Jeff Green. Oh my, oh my, oh my. There's no representative in this system, folks. None at all.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, going through a basket of news off the Bloomberg website and elsewhere this morning, looking at politics, looking at BP, looking at the dismal state of our economy. But closing out on this little discussion here from Florida, big heated races going on down there. Lots of finger pointing, lots of name change, name calling. There's a lot going on down there. Anyway, I'm not going to recover the ground on this particular article that we've already covered. I'm going to just finish it out. But Charlie Crist, said he was an alternative candidate imprisoned by the parties that support them. Imprisoned by the parties. You know, my perennial solution that I offer all the time is the abolition of the established two-party political system. Get rid of the damn parties. We don't need them. They're in the way. They stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the future. We have any hope whatsoever, any desire whatsoever to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, we're going to have to get the middlemen out of the way. They stand there as cover, as a smokescreen for the fraud that's going on in government. It's all corporations. We went there the other day, the manna.com website. Verify it for yourself. It's all just corporations. It's business. It's not politics. It's all just businesses. They have profits in mind, they have their own pensions in mind, they have their own investments in mind, and they don't have you in mind at all. So we're going to need to change things. We can change them dramatically. Of course, even as John Stuart Mill mentioned, and I don't endorse John Stuart Mill, I just encourage you to read his book on representative government, a treatise on that, where he's going to come in, and he did talk extensively in support of the Hare system. The Hare system. And with the computers that we have today and the expansion of the electronic voting devices all across the country, if we were able to somehow or another confirm the results that came out of those machines, we could conceivably implement, for the first time in human history anyway, certainly in American history, we could perhaps conceivably implement the Hare system. And it might not be a bad idea to do so. Maybe as an intermediate step. But anyway, continuing. Republican enthusiasm in an election year that will hinge on voter enthusiasm. The Florida Republican turnout was almost 50% higher than that of Democrats. You can see that all these polls, opinion polls and things like that that you've heard, a lot of people have been switching from Democrats and independents. They're coming out of the Green Party. They're starting to get the idea that you have an established two-party political system in this country. And we need to be intelligent about how we cast our votes. You are actually voting stock shares. And so if you're voting your stock shares, you want to vote wisely. You want to be able to change the board of directors as well as the CEO. And until we do that, we're not going to be able to find any kind of relief from underneath this Administrative Procedures Act America that we live in today, this martial law rule, or however you want to look at it. So there's more to that article. One last article on politics, and then we're going to go to other material for the balance of the day. Your calls are certainly welcome throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065, as always. And if you live in the Austin, Texas area, or have unlimited long-distance access, you can also call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And we do have a caller Jeff from Chelsea, you've been on for 15 minutes. Before I go into this next article, we've only got just a couple of seconds before we go into the break, so just hang on the line, Jeff. We'll bring you up right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, August the 25th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And without further ado, I'm going to go right straight to Jeff. Jeff from Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning, Will. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I know you're on your break, but I just want to apologize to you straight up front. I've kept you on for almost 19 minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, let me do this quick and sweet, which is, where is my America? Where's the America of the past? The well-manicured streets, the nice houses, the honest people, to where the money was worth something. It seems like that America of Mayberry 1950s that went up in marijuana smoke. And you know what I'm thinking about? Is that with the concept of Easy Rider and the Beatles, And the throwing of traditional of prayer out of school and all this other stuff, we are going the way of Zimbabwe, and we're becoming softened and dumbed down, and this economy is going to eventually collapse, and it's going to take a real barrel of dollars to buy a loaf of bread. And I'm thinking that they have the elite that did that to America to unseat the Christian Taliban down south and Midwest. Well, guess what? The elite are going to do the same thing in all around the world to make us all dumbed down and on one page. And guess what? In order to do that, you got to collapse the economy and get everybody on the same page. Well, at the end of the day, we know what this is about. It's about globalism and about having one man ruling the entire world. And it's just that simple. And the American people don't see it. I see it. You see it. The audience sees it. But before I go, why can't regular people see it nor want to see it? That's my question for the day, and that's my thought. And Will, do have a good one.
Okay, so thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate Jeff's perspective. He does... He has been on this trail for a long time, and just again, Jeff, even off the air, apologize for that. When we're doing these broadcasts, folks, as you all know now, or you certainly would know if you've been listening for any length of time, these are all self-produced, and so I've got a chat room open, I've got a call board open, I've got a Skype window open, I've got my other computer open, and I've got a browser full of news, and so unfortunately I had my chat room open too long without checking. I kept Jeff on the line for 19 minutes. I don't like to do that. I like to go right to the callers when I see them come in. But anyway, good points, Jeff. At the same time, let's be real careful about the overabundant use of the word elite. Most of these people that we consider elite, quote-unquote elites, are not elites. These are the same, you know, drug-soaked, whore-chasing, you know, youngsters that I grew up with. Sorry to say it, you know. We all came under the spell of Aleister Crowley. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Now there were some that didn't. There were the clean cut. There were some that were not anti-war protesters. There were some of the ones that were flag wavers, you know. Every college, every university, every high school was divided, you know, along those kind of pretty much those lines. You had three different classes of people. Some of you might have remembered the early Annette Funicello type movies, you know, and Frankie Avalon, the beach party bingo and all that, and all that beach blanket bingo and all that. You had the surf crowd, you had the clean cutters, you had the what we called in those days the Socias, all right? They're the ones, the basketball players and the cheerleaders and all that, the thespians, the drama clubs and all of that. Then you had the greasers. There were all the guys that were, you know, in the auto shop classes, and we were building hot rods and things like that. And then you had the freaks, you know, the stoners, the hippies. And that was another group. There were the people that supported the war. There were people who were in the Vietnam War, and then there were the anti-war protesters. A lot of the anti-war protesters actually went on then and became yippies after they went transitioned through the flower children stage, which is very important. You know, it starts out, go back and begin with the Beat era, and then the Beatniks, you know, the Beat era, Jack Kerouac, Ken Kesey, and all of that. Go into the free speech movement there when and the marches in Selma. A lot of that was just students being bused from the University of California, Berkeley, down to Alabama during the summer breaks and back again. There was a lot of that going on. Then we went through this process where the first Earth Day was held, and you started to see the ecology symbol come on. Then we had the flower children. Then there was lots of communes. That was the beginning of communism in this country, communitarianism, for sure. Amitai Etzioni coming out of Berkeley, California, student of Martin Buber in Israel. All of that motion started to come on. Then the hippies turned into yippies, and then they turned from the yippies into the yuppies. You know, we had the weathermen on one side, and you had the ones that were getting their degrees in law and finance and in architecture and other things and urban planning. They went on into public careers, working in city governments, municipal governments, and state governments, and into politics in general. Excuse me. And many of them are still alive and well, and some of them are even in high positions of power. And here's one of them, McCain, John McStain, Johnny Mac, as Mike Chambers calls him rightly, Johnny Mac. McCain wins Arizona Republican primary on his way to the fifth term. You want to talk about stuck on stupid, these people in Arizona seem to be. But again, this is the power, when you want to use it,
of electronic voting devices. Arizona Senator John McCain fought off a challenge in the Republican primary election in his bid for a fifth term after spending some $20 million and adopting a hard line on his signature issue of immigration. There are deep pockets supporting him, including his own deep pockets. McCain, who was his party's 2008 presidential nominee, and what a shame that was, defeated former... That was just basically, you know, throwing the gladiator down on the field. John McCain, you know, depends on his wife for everything, can't even figure out how to use an email basket. McCain, who was his party's 2008 presidential nominee, defeated former Congressman J.D. Hayworth, withstanding an anti-incumbent trend that threatened his candidacy earlier this year and putting him in a strong position to win re-election in November. He received 57% of the primary vote to Hayworth's 31%, with 53% of the precincts reporting. So it's going to take, there's a lot more reporting to go on. They'll do this from time to time. They'll only cherry pick out those precincts that they need to give you the numbers that they need to have for their press releases. And then they make us all wait until later, and they'll never tell you what the final score is. But anyway, Jim Deacon, a contractor with no experience in elective politics, who competed with Hayworth for the support of the Tea Party activists, had 11.5%. Again, third parties, you know. And so that 11.5%, add that to the 31% that Hayworth pulled up, and you would have had a much, much closer race. But, you know, as we say so many times, if one party is no good, if fascism is no good, why did you think that two parties would be better? If two parties are no good, why do you think that 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 would be any better? We use the multi-party system in socialist Europe, and we use the established two-party socialist system here in the United States. Well, that's enough of that news. Let's go into that a little bit, though. Let's take a peek at some of this and talk about social science first, right out of the encyclopedia. Then we're going to find out about the third way. The third way. Some of you have heard about it before. Be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, one of the advantages of going in and diving into these old encyclopedias as often as I do, and I've certainly eaten this article for breakfast many times, social reform programs since the First World War, shared with you right out of this article the other day, I think it was on Monday, the article on technocracy, all right, technocracy, revealing so much that, you know, today's bloggers think, oh, this is all new, right? It's not new. Been around a long time. People have been talking about this for years. This, I'll just start out with the, we'll go to the middle way. I'd like to quickly get there if I can, but I'll just start out with this, all right? The social credit movement. Listen, see if this doesn't sound a little bit familiar. The social credit movement possessed much interest as the most notable effort to suggest a plan for increasing the purchasing power of the masses. All right, remember Henry Ford? You know, why do you want to give your workers in the car auto factory a living wage, so to speak? So they can afford to buy the cars. A lot more interest in building these cars so they can drive one home. The founder of the movement was Major Clifford Hugh Douglas. The major was a Scotsman by birth, and yesterday we looked at the Blacks, that long family of the Blacks, which became Black's Law Dictionary, Encyclopedia Britannica, all Scotsmen, you know, Scottish men. We looked at this idea of the happiness principle, the greatest happiness, you know, the greatest good of the greatest number. We go all the way back and we find the roots of the pursuit of happiness principle in another Scotsman, you know, Francis Hutcheson. But another Scotsman here, got to make you wonder, doesn't it, what the pipeline is between the city of London and the United States. Of course, Robert Owen and his son, you know, they came in here too. They were the new freedom, the new harmony, the new Lanark and all of that. They were setting up their little communist systems in this country early on in the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. But the major was a Scotsman by birth and an engineer by profession. He spent many of his earlier years in Canada, South America, and India. Falling in with the Comptroller General of India, he developed a definite interest in public finance. During the First World War, while he held an important post in the British airplane industry, he became impressed with the fact that the total wages and salaries of workers did not equal the retail price of the goods produced. All right, so there was a disparagence here, of course, the rake off the top of the companies. But of course, why would we ever expect that an entrepreneur, an enterpriser, would do business and stay in business if he wasn't able to make a tidy reward, you know, for his efforts? That's his benefit. It's his blessing. But I don't begrudge him at a bit. I think a man that's in business and creating, you know, work for others ought to get a good salary. During the First World War, again, blah, 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 this discovery raised the fundamental question of how the masses could be expected to buy all the goods produced for home consumption if their income did not equal the cost of the commodities offered for sale. You see how that balance works out? We've got all of these companies in the United States making all of these products, and yet the people, the workers, the working class, the working stiff in America doesn't earn enough money in a year to equal the amount of material that they produce. Well, of course, that's a surplus, right? That's a surplus. And so we export our surplus. So there shouldn't have been any real surprise here. But again, how the masses could be expected to buy all the goods produced
for home consumption, key phrase. You have some commodities, there are some things that are being produced for export. You have some that are being produced with the anticipation of home consumption, unless you want to have the big box stores just sitting out there with, you know, their shelves just chock-a-lot full of stuff. It needs to have a balance in there. The people have to have enough money to buy it. This is this whole idea of the consumer society. Again, this is the social credit movement. Further pondering this question and encouraged by A.R. Orange, editor of The New Age, he evolved his social credit idea. It was embodied in several books, The Economic Democracy, Credit Power and Democracy, Social Credit, The Control and Distribution of Production, and The Monopoly of Credit, the first of which was published in 1919. So here we're just like 6 years after the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system. The movement, Major Douglas Launch, gained headway in the British Isles and the continent of Europe, and it became especially popular in the Australasia and South Africa. The province of Alberta and the Dominion of Canada actually experimented with social credit, though not in accord with Major Douglas's directions and advice. Several groups in the United States, led by Gorham Munson, were devoted to forwarding his program. Social credit idea was also sponsored by several other important British writers besides Douglas. Frederick Soddy's Wealth, Virtual Wealth, and Debt was one of the most fundamental discussions of the debt problem. It was played up by the technocrats. Technocracy. P.W. Martin attacked with great effectiveness our present price and monetary system. C.M. Hattersley set forth perhaps the clearest notion of the social credit conception in This Age of Plenty. So again, another reason why you study these encyclopedias, as we say before, we very carefully research the words. Words have meanings. Their meanings are important, as is how they are used. And then we go from meanings and senses of words into the legal terms and the scientific terms and all of the acronym world that we live in, the alphabet soup that we live in. We do that in dictionaries. And then we move from the dictionaries into the encyclopedias, because the encyclopedias then open up all of these other resources. We go from primary or secondary sources and resources, and we go to primary resources. We go straight to the authors themselves. And without reading and studying the encyclopedia articles, you wouldn't know that we just mentioned about 12 different books and authors, places that you could go for in-depth and penetrating study. The social credit program, led by Douglas, Orridge, Soddy, Martin, and Hattersley, combined three movements designed to put capitalism on a rational basis. Here they are. One, the technocratic conception that production must be controlled by expert engineers rather than by fogged and confused producers for profit. Social engineering. This then would command us to look at, once again, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and his Brave New World Revisited, where rightly he questions who is going to be the custodian over the custodians. Who's going to watch the watchers? Is this 2,000 hours of education in the social sciences qualify you to be one of these unelected boards, one of these czars over production and economy, or does it not? That's the question. So there's these three different movements. Two, the basic conviction that production must be guided primarily by the needs and the powers of the consuming public. This is, you know, following advertising, I guess. You can drive the needs and the powers of the consuming public through the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations. And three, the belief that our whole monetary system must be overhauled. So we've been in this process of monetary overhaul for a long time. Unfortunately, until Al Gore's bunch come along with the idea of carbon trading, they didn't have the magic button. They think they do today. I don't think they do. Others don't either. And we'll expose it for what it is, probably bringing it down and crashing it on the rocks. The fundamental ambition of social credit was to make possible an exact adjustment of purchasing power to the available supply of necessary and desirable goods. Otherwise, the social advantages of modern technology, efficiency, were lost. The balancing act, the goods for home production, balanced against the wages. It's a sum. It's a net, you know, zero sum there. Every penny that you earn, you'll have to give right back. The only reason that you're earning anything ostensibly is so that you can go out and buy things, right? And at the end of the month, you run out of, you know, the month just before you run out of the money every month. And you're always on the treadmill and you keep coming back. You ask for a raise and you don't get it.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So everybody knows, you know, Benjamin Bernanke and all of the rest of the crones that have been involved in, you know, from Paul Volcker and Robert Rubin and what's that other guy's name? I can't think of it right off the top of my head. I've all been, you know, big these studiers, you know, they've deeply studied on the depressions and the recessions. Well, of course they are. That's their business. You know, they're in central banking. They cause all of this to happen. But certainly they know about social credit. Here's a little bit more. Understand, under the social credit idea, all monetary functions would be assumed by the central government operating through the treasury and a central bank. Sound familiar? Private banks might continue to exist, but they would not be banks in the present sense, not credit and commercial institutions. They would be compelled
to operate as private individuals making loans, to have an amount of specie on hand equal to every loan made. Now we're hearing about that coming out of China and around the country. The consent of depositors would have to be secured before any loans were made. The private banks could not create credit. Government, on the other hand, would loosen up credit and make it much more adequate and facile, and so on and so forth. It goes on and on. But the social credit school did not stop there. It proposed, in addition, to issue national dividends, which would go to consumers, adding to their purchasing power. You know, we've heard, you know, all these giveaways, you know, for you can buy your, you know, what was it, cash for clunkers car. Everybody's supposed to have a house, and so they help everybody get a house. Everybody's got to have a weather stripping and caulking and a new furnace, and so they turn their house into this 4-star green energy thing. And so I've been getting telephone calls from Sears, of all places, and others, you know, asking me to, you know, buy all new 4-star energy appliances, and if I did, I would get rebates on them, so on and so forth. Social credit. Social credit movement could have a considerable expansion after the Second World War. Notice how they say it could have a considerable expansion after the Second World War. The chaos after the war, the wiping out of the gold standard and other traditional monetary systems, and the need for economic reconstruction might direct special attention to a program which combined monetary and credit reforms and the technocratic efficiency and a plan of drastic social reconstruction. So this article, being written before the end of the Second World War, envisions what occurred after the Second World War. Social credit. The bankruptcy, not only of conventional monetary and credit systems, but also of the half-hearted reform proposals of men like John Maynard Keynes. Shall I say that again? The bankruptcy, not only of the conventional monetary and credit systems, but also of the half-hearted reform proposals of men like John Maynard Keynes, Andrew D. White, and Alvin Hansen, became more evident. The social credit movement was the only monetary and credit program which had the novelty and the stature to measure up to the revolutionary character of the post-war era. How many people knew about the social credit movement? And then it goes on and talks about fascism and the corporative state. Lengthy article. I want to get to the middle way. Jumping across number 4 to number 5, the middle way. Reform under capitalism. The crisis in capitalism after 1929 provoked two extreme methods of dealing with the economic problems of our day. Okay? Again, this article likely penned in about the 1930s, right on top of Roosevelt. To the extreme left was state socialism in Soviet Russia. And to the extreme right was state capitalism. Left, right, left, right. In the fascist states, state capitalism in the fascist states. Between these two extremes lay what was called the middle way, or the third way. Reformed capitalism. The reform movement, the reform party, reformed capitalism, most notably exemplified by Great Britain, the Scandinavian countries, and the United States, the third way. Great Britain carried through an extensive program of middle way legislation between 1905 and 1914 and continued this policy after the First World War. The British program embodied extended social insurance legislation, full protection of collective bargaining, that's your unions, elaborate housing and land legislation, that's all of your zoning, your model codes, your model acts, that's the Garden Cities program, etc., and the nationalization of coal mines and General Motors and AIG and some of the banks and so on. This British legislation was far more extensive than the New Deal under President Roosevelt in the United States. This showed the fallacy in the conservative contention that Britain recovered from the Depression without any New Deal legislation. What goes around in England comes around to the United States, doing one and the same thing. Why wouldn't we? We're still England. Anyway, in addition, as we have seen, the cooperative movement flourished
in Great Britain and supplemented the system of private enterprise. Of course, the cooperative movement has flourished all across America. I get my power from an electrical co-op. And all of the local grain people sell their grain to co-ops. They put them in the big silos there. The Scandinavian countries, and especially Sweden, attracted much more attention as examples of middle-way reform as a result of the enthusiastic writings of Marquis W. Childs. In Sweden, there was a remarkable combination of state capitalism in the way of state ownership of railroads, can you say Amtrak, mines, forests and utilities, the rewilding project, our national forest system, the utilities, a planned economy, a controlled currency, and a very marked development of cooperative enterprise. Hence, Sweden became a sort of popular utopia for those who he hoped to meet the crisis in capitalism through the moderate reform measures. It was doubtful, however, if the Swedish system could be transplanted bodily to such a vast country as the United States, enter the creation of the United Nations. Perhaps the best publicized effort to move ahead by the middle way method was that tried out in the United States since 1933. The Hoover collapse of 1929 to 1933 was followed by a famous experiment in economic reconstruction under the new president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Okay? A famous experiment in economic reconstruction, the bankruptcy and the emergency of which remains today. How totally reforming that was. What a second reconstruction that was. We had Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln's reconstruction and bankruptcy, and we had another one, a subsequent one, under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a state of emergency we're still under. It gained historic fame under the title of the New Deal. In essence, it was an effort to correct the more notable abuses of finance capitalism. Funny. I thought that's what we're dealing with right now. Haven't we just passed a new regulatory bill there? We're going to rein in the errant capitalists, the bankers on Wall Street, as we move from Wall Street to Main Street, as we bring communitarian law to a town near you. Anyway, again, it was an effort to correct the more notable abuses of finance capitalism and to make the system of private enterprise workable. How's that working out for you? It did not, in any important way, seek to bring about a transition of collectivism or state socialism. Unfortunately, yesterday, CK presented a list, which I shared just a little bit from, of the many, many Congress critters who are all members of the Socialist Party, out of the closet, out in the open. We're going to talk about that, hopefully, on Friday. We'll see how his research continues. But continuing, it was fundamentally based on the retention of the scarcity economy, in spite of much more rhetoric about the new consumer's era. Moreover, it failed to come to real grips with the two basic instruments of finance capitalism, private investment banking and the holding company. Private investment banking and the holding company. And taking down the wall between investment banking and commercial banking. And we've talked about the power of the holding company, where a minority stock position in a multitude of businesses can give the minority, the backgrounder, control of entire industries through the use of holding companies. Mr. Roosevelt made little effort to base his reforms on solid working class and agrarian support, namely on the loyalty of the dispossessed. The loyalty of the dispossessed. Are you feeling just a little bit dispossessed this morning? Okay. Continuing, rather he proceeded along the lines of the solidarist philosophy. Look that one up. Solidarist philosophy. Of the one big happy family idea. That's the greatest good of the greatest number. That's communitarian law. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
Sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I really wanted to jump over. I'm just going to touch this quickly, and then I'll come back and go as far into the balance of this article as I can. But this is another article right out of the same encyclopedia, Social Science. Social science is the science that deals with the social condition. It's the relation and the institutions which are involved in man's existence and his well-being as a member of an organized community. Very important to understand. Go back and study Auguste Comte, C-O-M-T-E, if you haven't already. Positivism. Learn about it. Be aware of it. Its existence. Sociology. Social sciences. It concerns itself most especially with questions relating to public health, education, labor, punishment of crime, reformation of criminals, pauperism, and the like. Its history is traced to the most ancient of human records in the sacred books and the laws of Babylonia, Egypt, Judea, and Greece. The universal concepts of modern social sciences as developed by Auguste Comte are found in Plato's Republics and Laws and in Aristotle's Politics. It involves gathering of statistics, classifying them, and drawing deductions. Everything that you've heard about this high-tech, you know, surveillance system, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, everybody's up your stovepipes. All of this stuff is the wet dream of Auguste Comte.
and Plato, Aristotle and others. It involves gathering of statistics. This is putting man into the petri dish and studying man, the whole idea of sociology, as Auguste Comte coined it. It was to be the queen of sciences and trumping philosophy. The queen of sciences, the study of man, envisioning a future where man would be, the planet would be ruled over by an appointed dictator. It would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator and his cadre of super social scientists, the experts, say, academia, doctors and masters and bachelors, etc. Continuing, its study is being taken up in schools for social workers, several of which have received grants from the Russell Sage Foundation, and it closes with C also, sociology. I just greatly abbreviated a long article. We're out of time on that. Let's go back to our other one. But be aware of sociology. Be aware of your Department of Health and Social Services. These are the change agents. These are the controllers. You need to be aware of them. Back to the article, the New Deal launched the most dramatic effort yet made to set up a planned economy. Under capitalism, the National Industrial Recovery Act of 1933, in spite of the fact that the New Deal was in every particular designed to bolster and promote capitalism, and was in most regards directed in favor of big business and finance. It wouldn't be the captains of finance and industry, would it? American business and financial leaders fought the Roosevelt policies bitterly. They even organized politically in the American Liberty League. Liberty League. Be careful. To battle the president. Thesis, antithesis, consensus. They had more success with law than with politics. American Bankers Association, the American Bar Association, the Uniform Commission on Law, the Legislative Bill Drafting Agencies, the Uniform Commercial Code. Need we go further? Their political antics proved a boomerang, but the Supreme Court threw out most of the New Deal legislation of 1933. President Roosevelt introduced a bill to reconstruct the Supreme Court in such a fashion as to discourage the continuance of the old-fashioned and reactionary jurists on the bench. We find this in our restatements of law as we become more knowledgeable on becoming paralegals in our own studies. This did more than anything else to unite all the varied enemies of the administration and led to both the defeat of the court bill and to the blocking of most of the New Deal measures from that time onward. They learned how to pack the Supreme Court, and did. Finding his domestic New Deal program frustrated by the reactionaries, and they were also known as insurgents at that time. The Republican Party was known as a radical and insurgent party at the time, much the way that the Tea Parties are disparaged today. But Mr. Roosevelt adopted an aggressive, provocative foreign policy as a means of recouping the fading political fortunes. In this, he succeeded even to the extent of breaking the third term precedent. This man knew no bounds. Couldn't keep him in a box. The major import of all of this is that American business and finance seemed not to have learned an iota from the experience of 1921 to 1933. They demanded freedom to return to the very philosophy and practices which had brought them to ruin in 1929. Many reasoned that this showed that moderate reform measures were doomed in the United States and that capitalism must be allowed to go on to its inevitable decline and collapse as a result of its own destructive practices, which its leaders insisted upon perpetuating. Interesting words right out of an encyclopedia, and a young person could pick up the encyclopedia and sit down and read this, and many did in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. They came into this world with their eyes wide open, and they never did close their eyes, didn't quite fall asleep. Not everyone.
certain it was that capitalism would not be likely to be presented with a more pressing necessity or a more favorable opportunity to clean house than it had been from 1933 to 1937. If we can succeed in abolishing the established two-party political system, which is the precursor to what I call Operation Clean Sweep, we might in our lifetimes be able to begin the house cleaning that should have been carried out in the first decade of the previous century. We have that at our hands today. One of the more notable effects of the Second World War was to undermine the Middle Way experiments. This Middle Way stuff started to weaken as the capitalists, the captains of finance and industry, as the military-industrial complex continued to gain strength, even though Eisenhower warned against that in his farewell address, and others too. Even if emancipated after the war, it could take decades for them to reestablish such efficient social systems as they enjoyed before the war. And so we're always torn in this battle for power. The social credit schemes, the captains of finance and industry, positivism, subjectivism, objectivism, left, right, left, right, as the big power players wield their juggernaut and roll it forward. And unfortunately, the wee ones, the wee little lambs, just keep getting ground to death under the wheels. Will it ever change? Is in his important book, As We Go Marching, John T. Flynn indicated that the United States had already moved far along the same road that had led Italy and Germany into fascism. We're talking 1933s here, folks. Already deeply down the road to fascism. While Soviet Russia showed no great strength in both industrialization, in both industrialization and war, no honest partisan of the Soviet system could well maintain that it is a parliamentary third way regime. Not at all. Just another dictatorship. The dictatorship of the proletariat? Not even. The main results of the war, so far as social reform programs were concerned, appeared to be the setback of fascism in Europe, and the enormous growth in the power and the prestige of Soviet Russia. Russia was likely to dominate the social policy of most of Central, Southern, and Eastern Europe, and Soviet influence was not expected to be thrown in favor of any middle way program consecrated to the perpetuation of a modified capitalism. That ends that article, a lengthy bibliography, much more material to study. So we've got the middle way, we've got the third way, you've got socialism in all of its various and sundry formats, you've got positivism laying right there in our face every single day, all of the various and sundry isms that we study here at the home of philosophical radicalism, where, in my opinion, freedom is our best hope. Folks, that's all for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.